Sportsline. Brett Hollander, Jay Cottrell running the show. And now in studio, a former Major League All-Star and a local Anne Arundel County native, Denny Nagel with us. Denny, thank you so much for coming up.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about your life right now. You're still in Anne Arundel County?
Yeah, I spend the summers out here. I grew up in Anne Arundel County. I love getting back here, and now it's fun to be able to have the summers off and do some boating and hang out in the Chesapeake Bay in the Annapolis area, bring my kids out here from the Colorado area. But I spend the school year out in Colorado. My kids go to school out there, so I kind of get the best of both worlds, do some skiing and some boating.
Wow, so you really are quite the outdoorsman. I was doing some research today on this. This is pretty cool. Your brother, Doug, is the head women's tennis coach at Towson University?
At Towson University, yes. I think he's going on his fourth year there now. He was at UMBC before that, was the assistant coach there. He bounced around a bunch of different schools, but he finally ended up at Towson. He loves being back in the area. And he actually just found out not that long ago that his position is full-time now.
Awesome.
So he's really looking forward to getting that program going and getting a winning tradition up there.
That's good news coming from the Towson Athletic Department, which has certainly had its issues over the last 6 months to a year. And then also, he, a great athlete in his own right, he's in the Salisbury Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, yeah. My brother had a great tennis career. I'm really proud of him. And that was a fun event, It's tough for a little brother sometimes when your older brother played Major League Baseball, and I used to feel bad for him sometimes because it was always you're Denny Nagel's brother, right?
Right.
The tennis player. So that night for him when he got inducted in the Hall of Fame was awesome to go there and support him and see that he got the recognition due to him too, because he had a really, really good tennis career.
Denny Nagel, former Major League Southpaw with us here on BIL. So your last year in the big leagues, what, 04?
Yes.
13 years a major leaguer. Are you involved in the game at all anymore?
Not currently now. A couple years ago, I did some in-studio stuff for the Comcast. We won't mention too much, I know.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I'm kidding. But I did a little in-studio stuff with him a couple years ago when Strasburg first came up, and so they had me come in and talking about him a little bit, and Nationals baseball, Orioles baseball, doing a little baseball kind of wrap-up show with them and stuff. But, these days, I'm just kind of coaching my own kids and hanging out with them and, trying to be a good dad and do all the fun dad things with them. But so eventually here, I would like to get back into it, whether it's on the TV side or the coaching side or something, because I miss the game.
That was my next question. Do you love the game still after grinding out high school being a big deal around here? You were a third-round pick out of University of Minnesota, going through the minor leagues, major leagues. Do you still love the game and love talking pitching?
Oh, absolutely. I've always said that. I'm a huge fan of the game. I mean, I'm a huge Orioles fan. I grew up.
Are you
I was,
really?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, that was my hometown team, growing up and watching Kenny Singleton and Scott McGregor and Mike Flanagan. I'm dating myself a little bit right now.
No, those are our favorite names around here.
But, one of my favorite stories is, Cal. I was a young boy, watching Cal just like any other young boy my age. And so, one of the highlights of my career was when I got to play on the Japan All-Star trip. And every 2 years, we take an All-Star team over and play their All-Star team. So I played on the team after the 96 season. And, I mean, seriously, one of the highlights definitely of my career was finishing up the warm-ups, getting the ball back as we pitchers do and rubbing the ball, and I turn around and look behind me and there's Cal Ripken playing shortstop behind me. It was pretty amazing for that to happen as a kid growing up watching the O's and being a huge Cal Ripken fan. So I definitely still follow the Orioles big time. I'm well aware of what they're doing now, and I think it's great that they're bringing winning baseball back to Baltimore and stuff too. But Every year when the season's starting, I love when spring training starts and when the guys get going. I love watching opening day, love watching the All-Star game, and then I can't wait, I get psyched this time of year when the playoff starts rolling around and that pennant race, and it's getting heated up again, and it's just fun. I'm a little kid watching the games a lot.
It's funny, you play in a lot of cities that are in a pennant race right now. You're from here, so you can speak to what it's like here with meaningful baseball back here, but you started out really in Pittsburgh, and you really came on in the start of the down years. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, that's a fair assessment for sure, yeah.
And now they're the best team in baseball, at least by record right now. And then you played in Atlanta. They're running away with the NL East. And by the way, Denny, in 1997, perhaps was the best pitcher on a staff that had three Hall of Famers on it.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely some of my most fun times in baseball, to be able to pitch with Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz and be a part of, arguably some of the better rotations in the last, 40, 50, 60 years, really. I mean, I know it was a pretty neat thing a couple of years ago. My buddies were calling me up when they did this. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was the Phillies once they re-signed Cliff Lee and they were talking about the rotation that they had that year. But, I guess we got the 98 rotation or 97 rotation got voted like the top rotation in the last like 80 years or something like that. So
actually, that was the first year of interleague play. This is how, I actually remember things better in that part of my life than I do in this portion of as far as game by game. Orioles play at Atlanta, and actually a couple years later, I think you were on the Braves team that saw Cal go. Actually, I think it was your first year off Atlanta when you went to Cincinnati. Cal went 6-for-6 with a couple of home runs at Turner Field in an interleague game. But in 1997, Mike Mussina, his first major league at bat, got a base hit off of John Smoltz. I thought that was pretty amazing. You know, in those days when interleague never happened before, Mussina was an American League pitcher, spoke to his athleticism a little bit too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
First hit off John Smoltz.
Yeah, that's pretty good when you can say you got your first hit off a Hall of Famer. My first career hit was off Pedro Martinez. So
that's pretty good.
That was a pretty good one too.
That's awesome. All right, between Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox, can you break it down for us?
Oh, my gosh, man. Talk about three completely different personalities.
Completely different.
Completely different. You know, Glavin was kind of like all business. You know, believe it or not, people used to think Maddox was Mr. Professor, you know, studied the game so hard and everything and was so serious, which he did study the game, don't get me wrong. And the guy could break down a batter and you know, and how to set up a guy better than anybody I've ever seen. But the guy was like kind of a, I don't know the best G ray to say this, but the prankster that would do like some of the most disgusting things, like wiping boogers on your pants in the dugout, you know, and stuff. I mean, you know, that's Greg Maddux, Mr. Three-time Cy Young, four-time Cy Young winner, you know, Hall of Famer. And, you know, he was that type of guy, like the kid, you know, your classmate, you know, from fourth grade, you know, or something like that. You look down and you wipe the big booger on your pants, you know, during the game in the third inning, like going, dude, what is that all about, man? I don't get it. You know, and then Glavin was like so serious, you know, I mean, he was just kind of like Mr. Business like all the time. And then Smoltz is just, he's a different breed in itself, too. I mean, he's definitely by far the most athletic one, for sure. I mean, the guy
wasn't Glavin the great hockey player? I think he could have played professional hockey.
I think he got drafted in the third round, but not by the Bruins, but he's from the Boston area. But he was, I think, like Montreal or somebody like that. He was a really good hockey player. But Smoltz is one of those guys. He's a scratch golfer, unbelievable basketball player. You know, I just got back from, about a month and a half ago or so. I went down to Chipper Jones' induction into the Braves Hall of Fame, and it was his big weekend and stuff. And they have a huge alumni weekend now, too, that goes along with it. So it's always good to see all the other guys and everything. And we always play a softball game on the field at Turner Field before the Braves play. Smoltz is like diving for balls in the outfield, hitting bombs, you know, in slow pitch softball and stuff, you know, making diving plays at shortstop even to this day. I mean, that just goes to show you like what kind of athlete he is.
You play with Chipper Jones, Derek Jeter, Barry Bonds. You play with and pitch with Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, John Smoltz. Pretty impressive run you had here just by virtue of teammates, and not to mention you played for Joe Torre and Bobby Cox. I mean, those are two Hall of Fame managers.
And Jim Leland.
Three Hall of Fame managers.
Yeah.
I mean, most people don't run into one.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm not going to make you pick your favorite.
Well, you know, I can do that one easily, actually, too, and it's no offense to the other guys, but Bobby Cox is by far the best manager I've ever played for.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, I always tell people, a lot of managers always use that saying, you know, my door's always open, you come in and talk to me about anything. And for the most part, most guys kind of stand up to that, but nobody stood up to that statement more than Bobby Cox. I felt like I could go in and talk to him about anything, whatever it was, baseball related or not. And but, you know, he got the best. Guys just wanted, you know, I mean, the way I can sum it up best, when they retired Bobby's number a couple years ago, everybody, there was like a representative from every team he ever played for. I mean, probably 200 guys showed up for his ceremony. That just goes to show you what kind of guy he is when that many people want to come back and show up for that. But, you know, honestly, Brett, I mean, I always tell people this, that I felt like I was lucky enough just to make it to the big leagues, but then to also take it farther like that, to be able to play in the postseason, win a World Series, play for the managers I played for, play in some of the cities I got to play in, you know, play with some of the teammates like you just mentioned that I got to play with. I mean, I was already living a kid's dream, but then to take it that much farther too, I mean, sometimes you had to wake up and pinch yourself sometimes.